Welcome back to Investing Basics Q&A with Invested IQ. Let's jump into our next question. The question is, how many trades should I hold? Or how many positions should I hold is another way to say it. It's a really good question when you're starting off in investing, and there's a very simple and basic answer. And the answer comes from what we call a risk plan or risk management plan. The basic idea and concept behind it is there is absolutely a number of positions or number of trades that one should hold. The interesting thing about that question is it's very specific to the individual as to how many positions you will hold. Now, let me be a little bit more specific with that. It doesn't simply mean that I make a decision and say I will hold, let's say, five positions in the market. That's not what happens. What it is, it's a combination of looking at what you have to invest into the market and how much of that will be at risk in the market at one given time, and dividing that up into how many trades you will take. So let me give you a very simple example. Let's say that you have an account with, let's say hypothetically you have $50,000 that you're going to be trading. And let's say of that $50,000 that you're going to be trading, you are going to only have, let's say, 10 trades. Okay, let's start there. Well, if you have 10 trades and you simply divide your account of 50,000 by those 10 positions, that would give you $5,000 to invest in any one single trade. Now, that should start to give us an idea of how many positions we would like to hold. So if we know that 10 positions in our account represent $5,000, really, if you had, let's say, five active trades that went bad, then you would have 50% or half of your overall portfolio at risk or exposed to the market. Now, that's a very interesting concern that you may run into, because you may be the type of investor who's conservative, who says, I really don't want to have half of my account exposed to the market at one given time. So I may need to change that number and that amount. So you might want to double the number and say, well, how about I say I have, let's say, 20 positions. So let's just double the number. Instead of 10 positions, I may have 20 positions in the market. And if I divide the account by that amount, that would simply give me about $2,500 in a single position. Now, the nice thing about that is you could have, let's say, 10 trades in the market. And if now total trades, there's 20. But let's say that five of those 20 trades go south in the market. Well, if five of the 20 trades go south in the market, that means now instead of a 50% exposure to the market, you may only have now 25% that's exposed to the market. So, going back to the question, how many trades should you hold? Well, it depends on how much risk you want to have in the market or how much exposure you would like to have. It really has to do with how much you want in a single trade. So it goes back to the idea of having all of your eggs in one basket. Well, the interesting thing is we need to decide personally how many baskets we can have. And there's not a right or wrong answer here. In fact, this is typically something that we learn over time. So you may start off, as an example, with 20 trades and find out later that you would like to trade more like 10. Or maybe you find out that you can only manage 5 trades, but you're only going to trade, let's say, half of your account, or maybe 25% of your account. You're going to leave the rest of it in cash. So there's a lot of different ways to divvy up an account. It's really not my place on this recording to say how much you should have. Again, that's not what this is for. It's just for some food for thought for you to think about what might be best for you. And you're the only one who can make that decision. We can't make and we won't make any recommendations on what you should do. But there's some ideas and some food for thought as to what you can do. So again, start off with how much you're going to be trading. Divide that up into a certain number of trades. To divide that up into how much risk or exposure you're going to have in the market at any one given time due to those positions. And then as a side note, you may have to come up with some type of a risk rule, meaning if I have a specific position, let's say I could lose $2,500 in that position, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to lose that amount. You could set an exit price or a stop on that position that would control the amount that you could lose in a single trade. Okay, so again, there's many things you can do. There's things that you can change and adjust, but it's a great question, but it's a very specific and personal question. So spend a little bit of time and dividing the account up in a number of different trades and determine what is best for you.